I need to ask a favor, my friends. This only works if everybody participates, so I'm begging you to take 60 seconds out of your day after this short video is done and be a part of the solution. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. I'm sure you feel the same way. It's kind of a win-lose. Massive platform, a great way for community members to connect, and there's a couple of hundred thousand people as part of this community, and a great way to get the content out, like podcast videos, etc. But algorithms and bots and people who are apparently thin-skinned malcontent zealots who can't stand criticisms of their religion like to go in and falsely flag different posts as hate speech. Now, I don't know which is taking place now. But, you know, recently I have just had this litany of strikes from Facebook. I posted some satire of anti-vaxxers, right? The anti-science people. And it was just a joke. Facebook bans me for 7 days for COVID misinformation. I appeal. The appeal is denied somehow. I posted something recently about how ironic it is that Christians protest the idea that they are animals. We are biologically animals. Facebook decides I have called my fellow human beings animals as an insult. Boom. 7 day ban. Appeal, please review. We have reviewed this content. The ban stands. So frustrating. Well, here's the last incarnation of what's going on. This happened just a few days ago. I retweeted something from Hemet Mehta. He was exposing a Texas pastor who held to the literal biblical command that homosexuals deserve to be executed. It's horrifying stuff, worthy of our condemnation. So I posted, I was exposing the hate speech pastor in Texas and said, you know, this is awful. You need to be aware this guy is doing this. Facebook bans me for hate speech 30 days and says, look out. If this continues, your account may be permanently suspended or unpublished. I review. Within an hour, I get a response and it says, oh, hey, we're really sorry. We got this one wrong. Please forgive us or whatever. Now, a couple of days later, I get a 30-day ban for the exact same post. Please review. Please review this. Somebody please review this. Nothing. 30-day ban, which means I can't do anything on social media. The only thing I know to do is to tag. And, you know, go on your own Facebook page asking members of this community, my fellow activists, people to go on Twitter, to, you know, tag Facebook. I'm not even sure exactly what the right tag is, so I'm just going with Meta. I've got this in the description box. I'm going to ask that you can copy and paste this. You can add a different tag if there's one for support or community standards, something I don't know about. The hashtag Facebook account, and then it's got my account that's been targeted, was incorrectly flagged and banned for hate speech. The post was actually exposing and condemning the hate speech of a Texas pastor. I'm asking Meta, at Meta, to review and reverse this inappropriate ban. Now, we'll see if anybody at Facebook's listening. I know they have like billions of users, and I'm sure that, you know, they use bots by necessity. It's impossible to keep up with the squillions of posts that are going on. But something is inherently broken here. Either the AI doesn't get it, or there's a system where people can weaponize the hate speech flags to take down any speech that they don't agree with. Specifically, I'm guessing these are religious people. It happens occasionally. They get upset. Somebody's going to, you know, hurt the feelings of their invincible God. So they're going to be a crusader, a God warrior, and they're going to go and do God's good work. I don't know what's going on, but I'd like to see Facebook get this one right. Just copy and paste Facebook, Twitter, whatever account you're on. Let's see if we can get this sucker noticed and reversed. And if and when it does happen, I will advise forthwith. And thank you so very much.